Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the does leads are followed. Against terror and snow, we push through the earth in the darkness. Like a flower in the garden we grow. From the east to the west sound the trumpets. They call to the land of the free, to lay down the swords that divide us, for the love of the liberty tree. For the love of the liberty tree.
So come all you who care for your neighbors, renounce these tyrannical powers, refuse to be prisoned in silence by those who cut down this garden of ours. Oh, come all you who care about healing, come all you who long to be
tree and rise up for the liberty tree.
Transatlantic Sessions there with Corinne Powart on lead vocals singing the Liberty Tree. And it was great to see Transatlantic Sessions last night with many, many guests, including Corinne. And they're on tour now right around the country. And go and see them if you can. Now, we had a busy first half with Holly Clark. So let's take a look at one of let's take a look at our theme that we've been doing for the last 5 weeks. We're on disc 5 of Revolution, Die Glocken. So let's have the jingle.
I come like a comet newborn, like the sun that arises at morning.
Die Glocken, Revolution.
I come like the furious tempest that follows the thunderclouds warning.
1969 to 1983.
I come like the fiery lava from cloud-covered mountains volcanic. I come like a storm from the north that the oceans await to end.
And Sam, what a disc this is, disc 5. It's an incredible disc, partly because of the era that it represents, which is 1981 to 1983. And as all Die Glocken fans know, 1981 was the year where all of the work that he'd been doing through the 70s all kind of crystallised into the most incredible traditional record, some people's favourite traditional record ever made in the British Isles, Handful of Earth. And it's a particularly significant day for Handful of Earth, Sam, because Topic Records today, on the 6th of February 2026, are re-releasing Handful of Earth on a heavyweight double gatefold album, which is going to be a collector's item, I absolutely know. So if you haven't got Die Glocken's Handful of Earth on vinyl today, you can get it again, brand newly pressed from Topic Records. But Sam, there's so much on this disc, which is not just that. As well as representing Handful of Earth with five or six songs from that record, there are some absolute gems on here as well, which we'll hear. But before we talk about those, let's listen to the opening track, not only of disc 5 in the new box set, but of Handful of Earth itself, the seminal recording of Erin Gabrah. It's such a strong opening, incredible guitar, incredible vocals, which set the tone for one of the best folk records ever. This is Die Glocken from Handful of Earth with Erin Gabrah.
My name is Duncan Campbell from the Shire or Gale. Traveled this country for money's and mine. I've traveled through Ireland, Scotland, and all, and the name I go under's bold Erin Gabrah. One night in Aldricky, as I walked in the street, a saucy big pole was a chance for to meet. He glowered in my face and he gave me some jaw, saying, "When come he over bold Erin Gabrah?" Well, I am not a Pat, though in Ireland I've been, nor am I a Paddy, though Ireland I've seen. But somewhere I a Paddy, that's nothing at all, for there's many's a bold hero from Erin Gabrah. Well, I know you're a Pat by the cut of your hair, but you turn to Scotsman as soon as you're here. You left your own country for breaking the law, and we're seizing all stragglers from Erin Gabrah. Oh, and were I a Pat, and you knew it were true, or were I the devil, then what's that to you? Were it not for the stick that you hold in your paw, then I'd show you a game played in Erin Gabrah. Then a lump of blackthorn that I held in my chest, about as big
the blood from his napper, I quickly did draw and paid him stocking and trash for their grab. Cat's a daft rascal, he's killed the police, and for every friend I had, I swear he had two. It was terrible hard times for them and Brad. But I come to a wee boat that sails and falls, and I packed up my gear and I stayed for the north. Farewell to all Dreaky, your poor lessons are, and the devil gang we says there go blah. So come on, ye young people, for the where you're from, don't give a damn to what place you belong. I come from Argyll and the Gillens abroad, but I'm ne'er to get hell being called there go blah.
Dick Gockin there with Erin Gabra, the opening track from the iconic Handful of Earth, which was released in 1981. And he's featured on the box set, Disc 5, Revolution, 1981 to 1983. Also in 1981, Dick released another iconic album with Andy Irvine, Parallel Lines. We'll have a track from that later. But what's this, James? What are we going to have next?
Well, actually, Sam, Parallel Lines came in, out in 1982 and was a result of Dick Gockin working in Germany with a German record company. But I just want to reflect for one more moment, if I may, on Handful of Earth, because the notes that come with the Revolution box set are so comprehensive and fantastic, and they contain an interview with Dick about this record. I just want to read you what he said about it when he was asked in retrospect about Handful of Earth. He said he was very happy with it because, in a way, he said, it was a combination of everything I learned throughout the 1970s, from the Boys of the Lock through Five Hand Reel and the solo stuff all merged together. I put everything I had into it, and then I moved on. The one conclusion I came to was that's the best I am capable of in terms of interpretation of traditional music. I can't do it any better than that. There's no point even trying. I've no desire to recreate what I had done. I moved on and I thought about other different things. It wasn't a conscious leap. It was just coming to the conclusion that if it comes to singing traditional songs, I can't do it any better than that. And I think that's a pretty good self-awareness, but it also it's good to hear that he also thinks it's as good as it is, because it went on, Sam, to win not only Melody Maker's Folk Album of the Year in 1981, it won Album of the Decade in 1989 from Folk Roots, and it is a defining moment in British traditional music. So Dick was extremely pleased with it, and so were his audiences, and off he went to tour it. And he spent some time in Germany, during which, Sam, you mentioned Parallel Lines, a duo album with Andy Irvine. But before that, he had been asked to contribute three tracks to an ensemble album recorded in August 1981, released on the German-based Folk Freak record. Now, I've never heard this record, but it also includes Andy Irvine, Dolores Keane, Alex Campbell, and Rambling Jack Elliott. Some of you might be lucky enough to have a copy of it. It is called Folk Friends Volume 2. And from it, and included on the box set we're playing today, is this absolutely beautiful version, Sam, of Lassie Lie Near Me, Dick Gockin. Thank you.
Langheim mi partad bin Lasem mai dire No we are met again Lasse lai near me Near me, near me Lasem mai dire Lang hast thou then thy land Lasse lai near me Field, bloody and dreary, mourning my country's fate. Lonely and weary, 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 lonely and weary. Come, my sad, banished wight, far from my dearie. Loud, loud, the wind did roar, stormy and eerie, far from my native shore. Then stood near me, near me. Danger stood near me. Now I've escaped them all. Lassie, lie near me. I endured Lasse my dearie here in thine arms is cured Lasse lie near me leave me near me Lasse near me Lang hast thou then thy land Lasse lie near me
Sister spoke to me, I didn't have the ears to hear them. They were just motioning from upon the rise. When the sisters called to me, the sunlight was between us. I couldn't open my eyes. But there was a whisper and it sounded just like a lover. Every secret seconded by blue butterflies. Then across a broken morning, deep in azure stillness, sister, sing me alive, sing me alive.
me. Yeah, if you don't recognize me, I'm like, oh, I wanna cry, but I have to. We all gotta go to the other side. It's a dark road, let the tears roll. Your life is what you make of it. You're my fighter, mother eagle.
From the Grammy-winning album for Folk Album of the Year from I'm With Her. And Sam, you know how much I love that record. I think it was my favourite release, certainly of American music, last year. And I absolutely loved seeing them live in concert. They're an astonishingly talented trio. And that was Mother Eagle, Sing Me Alive. But they not only do they win Folk Album Grammy, they also won the highly coveted American Roots Song of the Year Award for another song on that record. And it really is great to see such success for them, although I also was heartened by reading lots and lots of messages from lots of American folk and roots artists this week talking about calling people winners and losers in music and how unhelpful that is, and that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of musicians of the caliber of these writers who get the Grammys who will never be recognised with such awards. And it was really nice to read people like Rhiannon Giddens and other writers talking about that phenomenon. Nevertheless, it is really, really great to see these artists receive these Grammys, and they really, really made a brilliant record.
They did indeed. I'd like to think that they might do a bit more in England with it, because I would really like to see them too. But yep, let's hope so, with the success they've been having. Now, Warwick Festival announced some new artists onto the bill, including Fisherman's Friends headlining the Saturday night. But they also announced the Narragonia Quartet, which will be fantastic. I think we've played Narragonia on the show before. So here's the Narragonia Quartet with some wonderful tunes. Thank you.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
Sam, we're up to a fascinating song. It is Child Ballad number 204, as listed in Child's Great Collection, and he calls the ballad Jamie Douglas. But what's really interesting about this song, Sam, is that it is probably three or four different songs that have all come to be categorised under the same number, and it really originates with a beautiful lament called Waley Waley, which was first published in 1724 by Alan Ramsay, and then later on published in 1725 by Thompson, Waley Waley, where interestingly, as well as the words that you'll be familiar with when you hear it, he introduced a stanza that he'd found about cockle shells and silver bells, which stuck and has become very common in other songs too. And you will also find floating or vagrant stanzas, as Martin Simpson likes to call them, floating verses from this song, which have ended up in American songs, particularly Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies, the one about my heart locking it up in a box of golden and locking it up with a silver pin. They all stem back to this song, Waley Waley, and Jamie Douglas. The research done by Bronson, who, as you know, if you listen to this feature over the last 6 years, you should know that Bronson was the academic who went and found as many tunes as he could for all the child ballads, which were, of course, printed without any tunes at all, which makes them not really songs until the music is found. Bronson collected several tunes for this, but makes the point from his research that the ballad of Jamie Douglas was almost certainly set to the more popular and well-known tune of Waley Waley rather than being just another version of it, because Jamie Douglas is a very specific ballad. So what we're going to hear first is a very defining recording made by June Tabor with some of the ballad of Jamie Douglas sung with the words of Waley Waley in, I guess, what you'd call one of the first great mashups happening in the 1700s between the story of Lost Love and the Lord Jamie Douglas and the song Waley Waley. Let's hear from Airs and Graces, the Immaculate Version, sung by June Tabor and copied ever since by many, many singers.
Oh, Waley Waley up the bank and Waley Waley down the brae, and Waley Waley up Burnside where I and my love used to go. I was a lady of high renown that lived in the north country. I was a lady of high renown when Jamie Douglas courted me. And when we came to Glasgow town, it was a comely sight to see. My lord was clad in the velvet green, and I myself in cramoisy. And then my eldest son was born, and set upon his nurse's knee. I was the happiest woman born, and my good lord, he loved me. There came a man unto our house, and Jamie Lockhart was his name. And it was told unto my lord that I did lie in bed with him. There came another to our house, and he was no good friend to me. He put James' shoes beneath my bed and bade my good lord come and see. Oh, woe be unto thee, Blackwood, and an ill death may you die. You were the first and the foremost man that parted my good lord and I. And when my lord came to my room, this great falsehood for to see, he turned him round all with a scowl, and not one word would he speak to me. Come up now, Jamie Douglas, come up the stair and dine with me. I'll set you on a chair of gold and court you kindly on my knee. when cockleshells turn silver bells and fishes fly from tree to tree. When frost and snow turn fire to burn, it's I'll come up and dine with thee. Oh, woe be unto thee, Blackwood, and an ill death may you die. You were the first and the foremost man that parted my good lord and I. And when my father he heard word, my good lord had forsaken me, he sent 50 of his brisk dragoons to fetch me home to my own country. Oh, had I wist, when first I kissed, that love should be so ill to win, I'd locked my heart in a cage of gold and pinned it with a silver pin. You'd think that I am like yourself and lie with each one that I see, but I do swear by the heavens high, I never loved a man but thee. 'Tis not the frost that freezes fell, nor blowing snow's inclemency. 'Tis not such cold that makes me cry, but my love's heart grown cold to me. Oh, waily, waily, love is bonny, a little while when first it's new. But love grows old and waxes cold and fades away like morning dew.
June Tabor, putting hairs up on the back of my neck as usual with her beautiful version of Waily Waily. And Sam, even more connections. This song is so ubiquitous in its themes. And Waily Waily is also the song which gave rise to The Water Is Wide, which everybody knows and is sometimes called Waily Waily. And many of you listening to the program will know that not from the folk world at all. The Water Is Wide has been so widely arranged for classical. All sorts of genres play that song and quite often call it Waily Waily as well. It is all the same song, and it is all versions of this Child Ballad 204, Jamie Douglas. Part of the verses have also appeared in a song which was learned from Martin Wyndham Reid, by Martin Wyndham Reid, from one of his friends in Australia, either Glenn, he says, Glenn Tomasetti or Brian Mooney. Either way, they probably all learnt it from Burl Ives, and it is the gorgeous song Cockleshells, and it's such a beautiful song, sung so beautifully by Martin Wyndham Reid, that we couldn't resist putting it into this week's Friday's Child. Here is Martin Wyndham Reid with Cockleshells.
When cockleshells turn silver bells and mussels grow on every tree, when frost and snows, then will my false love prove true to me. Oh, waily, waily, but love like morning dew. Oh, had I wished before I'd kissed so ill to win, I'd have locked my heart in a box of gold and tied it up with silver.
Martin Wyndham Reed there with Cockle Shells. What's the next one we've got, James?
Well, I think it's worth exploring this one, Sam. It's absolutely fascinating how there are particular verses in this ballad and song which have cropped up again and again and form parts now of all sorts of songs, which you will know. One of the verses that's often included in Child Ballad 204, Jamie Douglas, also Waley Waley, is I wish, but all is in vain, I wish I had my heart again. With silver chains and diamond locks, I'd fasten it in a golden box. And this particular floating verse, as is, when cockle shells turn silver bells, then will my love return to me. And so if you've heard the term floating verse or vagrant stanza, this is exactly what it's talking about. And quite often it's referring to this exact song. A floating verse being one that appears from the collections of folk songs in all sorts of places and seems to have been inserted into other songs ever since. Almost like the DNA of folk music, isn't it? Template tunes and template verses. And one of the most famous American folk songs of all is undeniably related to this, and that is Come All You Fair and Tender Ladies, because of the verse about locking your heart in a box of gold and securing it with a silver pin. And one of my very favourite versions of this comes from the great American singer Jean Ritchie. So let's hear her singing Come All You Fair and Tender Ladies.
Come all you fair and tender ladies, take a warning out. Star on a cloudy morning, first they'll appear and then they're gone. They'll tell to you some loving story, declare to straight away they'll go and they'll court another, and that is the love they have for you. I wish
fly away to my false true lover, and whilst he talk, I'd sit and cry. But I am not no little sparrow. I got no wings and I can't fly. So I'll sit right here
That's the beauty of doing a show together, where James says something and I get an idea. We needed an extra song, and there it is. The Water Is Wide. That again is another version of this week's child ballad. Wait, whaley whaley, cockle shells, come all you fair and tender ladies, and The Water Is Wide. All the same song in different fragments, and all the same round number two. You say it's 87, James.
That's right. And you didn't mention that was Cara Dillon. I know it's obvious.
Cara Dillon there, yes, yes. Cara Dillon and Sam Lakeman. Sorry, Cara.
Most of our listeners would recognise Cara's beautiful voice, I'm sure. But yes, isn't that interesting, Sam, that is yet another song which Steve Rowd decided all fell under the one number as far as his index is concerned, and that's 87, which means that In the Rowd, the podcast by Matt Quinn, we'll get up to it in a couple of months, I suppose, as he works his way through that index. Thank you for playing that. It was absolutely lovely, Sam. And it is the beauty of folk music, is that these interconnections that not just bring us together in this country, but they bring us together as a species. These songs travel the world, and they live in the hearts and the memories of generations of people. And I just think that if that's not special, I don't know what is.
It is fantastic. But something else that is fantastic is we're going to another track from Revolution, Dick Gocken, and this is from this. It is us covering a very important album, isn't it, James?
It is, and it's one that it is an essential album for any fan, not just of Dick Gocken, but of Andy Irvine. And they came together to make this one-off collaboration in Germany in 1982 called Parallel Lines. When I first heard it, Sam, I was actually unaware that it was a true duo album. It sounded to me like a set of solos by Dick and a set of solos by Andy. But if you listen to this track that you've chosen, The Lads of the Fair, which I think is a Brian McNeil song, you'll hear that it is indeed a joint effort, and you'll hear beautiful interaction between Andy Irvine's mandolin and bouzouki and Dick's wonderful guitar playing. This one, of course, led by Dick Gocken. But yeah, it really is a beautiful record, and it's got some of my favourite recordings of songs that both Dick and Andy did on other albums as well. But their versions on Parallel Lines are super special. And I'm really glad that we get to hear this one today. This is from Parallel Lines, and it's also from the box set Revolution from Disc 5. This is The Lads of the Fair, Dick Gocken and Andy Irvine.
Come, bonnie lass, lie near me, and let the brandy cheer ye, for the road frae Fife to Falkirk's lang, and cauld and wet and weary. My trade is the weaving in the bonny tune of leaving, and we'll drink to the health of the famous dames all by your cliff the morn. For you can see them all, the lads o' the fair, lads frae the Forth and the Carron water, working lads and lads wi' gear, lads that sell you the provost daughter, soldiers back frae the German wars, peddlers up frae the border, and lassies wi' an eye for mair and the kye. At the Tristan Fair at Falkirk, come Geordie, hod the pony, for the path is steep and stony, and we're 3 lang weeks for the Isle Sky, and the beasts are thin and bony. We'll tag the last of the siller, and we'll buy ourselves a gill or two, and we'll drink to the lads, we'll buy our kye in Falkirk in the morn. But you can see them all, the lads o' the fair, lads frae the Forth and the Carron water, working lads and lads wi' gear, lads that sell ye the provost daughter, soldiers back frae the German wars, peddlers up frae the border, and lassies wi' an eye for mair than the kye, at the Tristan Fair at Falkirk. Here and I'll show ye, there's the turn below ye, but you'd best bide here in the barn the next, for the night watch to know ye. My brother, he's a ploughman, and I'm for the Fianna man, and we'll drink to the price of the harvest corn and Falkirk in the morn. For you can see them all, the lads o' the fair, lads frae the Forth and the Carron water, working lads and lads wi' gear, lads that sell ye the provost daughter, soldiers back frae the German wars, peddlers up frae the border, and lassies wi' an eye for mair than the kye, at the Tristan Fair at Falkirk. Oh, the work of the weaver's over, like wise the days of the drover, and the ploughboy sits in a tractor new, too high to see the clover. The working's no so steady, but the lands are heist already, for to drink a health to the working man in Falkirk in the morn. But you can see them all, the lads o' the fair, lads for the Forth and the Carron water, working lads and lads wi' gear, lads that sell you the provost daughter, soldiers back frae the German wars, peddlers up frae the border, and lassies wi' an eye for mair than the kye, at the Tristan Fair at Falkirk.
Dick Gocken there with the Lads of the Fair from Revolution Disc 5, but also originally from Parallel Lines. We love that album, don't we, James?
We certainly do, and we love Andy Irvine too, and it's lovely to hear them together on that.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for listening today. Thank you to our guest, Holly Clark. We had a great interview with her. It was great, wasn't it, James?
Lovely to talk to Holly, and do check out her tour March and April throughout the country and get a copy of her wonderful record, Wild, Feral, Fierce.
Thanks very much for listening. We will both see you next week, and I think we'll be back together next week, hopefully. And we'll see you next week. Look after one another. We will leave you with some tunes from the Transatlantic Sessions, and we'll see you next week. Take care, folks.
Take care.